So, as always, go ahead and kind of check in with your body. And give yourself a kind of like a little lean forward and back. See if you can find with some sense of clarity, confidence, what upright feels like. You can kind of position your torso over your pelvis. And your head up above your torso. And see if you can start to build up a little bit of a kind of a global awareness of the body, starting with your feet, with your toes. Wiggle your toes if you like. And while you're wiggling your toes, see what other parts of your body you're aware of. So get used to the idea of a kind of expansive, inclusive awareness. Say you're still kind of aware of your buttocks on your seat or how you've oriented yourself above your connection with the earth. You can include that with your awareness of your wiggling toes. You can include the awareness of your hands. We'll see if you can include the kind of space in between your shoulders, up the back of your neck, up the back of your head, up to the top of your head. And you might like to feel a kind of slight upward, well, bounce isn't quite the right word, gentle upward push along that line. It's saying, I'm upright, I'm awake. Relax your face, relax your shoulders, relax your belly. And see if you can't take the stream of the sensations of the breath as a kind of invitation into this broad, open awareness of the body. And if you like, you can use a word for the in-breath and the out-breath, maybe whole on the in-breath, body on the out-breath, whole body. And see if you can avoid pitting that awareness of the body against anything. So if there's other stuff going on here, like a whole mind's worth of activity, see if you can be a little bit open, expansive, inclusive of that too, without necessarily digging into it deliberately. So I think we'll stick with the words whole body because bodily awareness is going to be the kind of anchor, the kind of stake that we're driving into this stream of present moment experience. But see if you can allow that to just be the anchor and to move towards a kind of more general expansiveness towards whatever's happening, bodily or otherwise. Just what is this moment like? And if labels help, you can go ahead and feel free to label things, but I would just encourage you to label things just once. It's like if there's a tension somewhere, it's like, oh, tension. There's a hesitation, hesitation. If it's there, if you're aware of it, you probably. It's probably more interesting just to be aware of it as it is rather than to be aware of your capacity to label it. We all believe in your capacity to label things. So just practice that once. And we're gonna need KNEAD. We're going to need a little bit this awareness of the present moment. So I want you to check for what I'm gonna call pastiness. Is there anything in this moment that feels like it's kind of being brought in from something that already happened? So again, not leaving the present moment, not leaving the awareness of the body. But just briefly looking at this moment in terms of residue, in terms of history. Could be, from 10 minutes ago, could be from 10 years ago. Doesn't matter. Again, if something needs labeling, label it once. And we're going to take about 10 breaths here. You don't need to count. To kind of sharpen awareness of pastiness as a present moment phenomenon. So memory happens here, kind of recollection happens here. Comparison happens here, right? Shall we change our word for emphasis? Let's say present moment for the in and the out breath now. Present on the in breath, moment on the out breath. And here we're kind of to whatever extent. The present moment has a kind of coloration, has a kind of habit energy of putting itself in relation to something that isn't here, namely the past. Just recognize that as something that's going on now. Oh, it appears I think I'm this person that isn't around anymore. And check again. We'll do a similar check for futuriness, I guess we could call it anticipation. Could have a positive or, we could say pleasant or unpleasant emotional tone. Is there anything here that's positioning itself in terms of a future? And we'll take a few breaths here. Just be aware of that as something that's happening right now. The future is, well, it is the future now? The future is now, people say. Okay. Is the future now? What's now? Is there like a little cupboard in your mind where you keep your image of your future self? See if you can be aware of both. See if you can be here in the present moment in such a way that is vigilant, aware that recollection and anticipation are here. experience them right here, where you experience the sensations of the body. They cannot run off in any direction. They're just here. They're not lines, they're points. And see if you can give rise to a sense of loving kindness or friendliness, compassion, whatever it might be, something real human in relation to just this moment. Something that can just be here. That doesn't have to have recourse to some other place, some other time. Something that needs no justification.